Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
A big thank you to Anthony Heron for stopping by, and a big thank you to the crew of Tony Gill and Rick Camp. We got a fun show tomorrow. Dion Miller and Jason Leisure are both going to visit the studio at different times of the show, so that's going to be fun. We're probably going to talk with someone from the University of Illinois. I don't know who yet, but someone down there, considering that incredible comeback that the Illini had. Now they are bowl eligible. Tony and I are going to argue about who should be coach of the year in the NFL tomorrow, and we'll probably discuss the Alabama-LSU game since we'll actually have time to do it. By the way, I was listening to the Stern Show over the weekend just as a lark. I usually check in with Howard a couple times a week to see what he's doing or who he's interviewing. And I got a great tip from Hit Him with the Hine, John Hine. I had no idea that I got Apple TV free for a year since I bought a new iPhone. And I got a new iPhone. I needed to upgrade. I totally upgraded too, from a 6 to an 8. So I didn't know that you got a free year of Apple TV if you've bought a phone recently. So if you were someone who was interested in Apple TV, you have it if you got a phone over the last few months. And if you're a Verizon customer, you get Disney Plus for a year free. That was very valuable stuff that I learned from the Stern Show.
The streaming wars pick it up starting tomorrow, right? Disney Plus launches tomorrow. Now you got your Hulu, your Amazon, your Netflix, your Disney Plus, Apple TV.
Disney Plus, Patrick's ears just perked up, and I am a Verizon customer, so I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to finally get rid of my dumb phone and come over to the other side.
No, I think you actually got it right. You know what's interesting? I've talked with a lot of like political reporters. And they have each, but the smartphone is literally only there for the internet. The rest of the stuff, the contacts are all in the dumb phone. And I think that's the way that it should be.
Mac has a smartphone. He just doesn't have
an
iPhone.
It's an Android, right. Yeah. It's an Android phone. And my oldest son has been yelling at me for about 10 years now.
I thought you were saying, let's go back to the days of the flips.
No, I ain't antiquated. I'm definitely a dinosaur, but I do have a smartphone.
But, we got to teach you some of the features about just how smart it is. You can access the internet on 4G.
Yeah, can I find a way on this phone or anywhere else to see the same things Matt Nagy saw yesterday with his quarterback?
That's not available.
He was jumping at his news conference today about how well Trubisky played yesterday.
They were going to do that.
There were a few series, where they scored some points. Imagine that. But, it was basically like, see what happens when all 11 guys do their jobs like it's all been on everyone else this year? That's a little bit ridiculous, and it was my nightmare come to the fore yesterday that Trubisky plays well enough to keep them interested as a staff, to keep him on the board for next year, and that's exactly what I don't want to happen.
Well, my hope is that even with the win, and Danny and I were talking about this during the break, even with the win, you can't let what you're seeing lie to you. I'm all for them being excited about wins, and I think that if you're them, you can't just throw this season away yet.
Right, of course not.
But you can't also be fooled. You've seen a body of work over the first 8 games of the season, or the first 9 games, yesterday.
Yeah.
The first 9 games of the season that would lead you to believe that he's not the guy. And if you look at his passer rating against, this is from Dan Pompey, passer rating against Washington and Detroit, 125.8. Passer rating against everyone else, 73.4. So no matter the fact that he was good against man coverage yesterday. He threw 3 touchdowns.
He had some nice balls yesterday. Yes, he did.
Nothing should deter you from looking elsewhere.
He also still doesn't get to when he's being pressured. He takes bad sacks. They start slowly every week. And it was because he missed a guy who's wide open again yesterday, just like the first series last week.
I don't think anything changed yesterday, and I don't think anything could have changed yesterday. I think he could have thrown for 500 yards and 6 touchdowns, and nothing changes in one game because the body of work is so much greater in the negative.
But they're not seeing that, though. That's
no, yes, they are. They're just saying publicly that they're not, because when football people speak, they lie. They're just saying it publicly. So I have no idea whether or not they are truly committed to Trubisky for the long term. What they say into a microphone in season means exactly nothing.
I'm not just talking about the head coach. I'm talking more specifically about the general manager.
I know.
Who doesn't want to let up on the idea that he was right. He's hanging on to that. Give him reasons to hang on to it, and he will.
Listen, I think Trubisky's going to be on the roster next year. So, and I don't have a problem in a vacuum with him being on the roster next year. He's still on his rookie contract. The vast majority of top five picks make it their entire rookie deal. Like, not even picking up the fifth-year option on Mitch would be a tremendous admission of failure on the Bears organization compared to other number two overall picks, top five picks. So, he'll be on the roster next year, and I don't think that's the problem. They just don't get fooled by the fact that they would have lost yesterday if Stafford was playing, and they could win their next four games, and they still will be an astronomical long shot to make the playoffs in the NFC. Like, celebrate the wins. Take your small victories. Of course, it's hard to win in the NFL. If you're a five-win team, celebrate the five wins. I get it. That's what the coaches and players should do when they put all these hours into it. But this team is not good. This team is not going anywhere. This team is not capable of beating the Packers or the Chiefs.
And almost gave it away, or at least gave it a chance to go to overtime late yesterday again, too. What is with the defense in these last 15 minutes of games this year? This goes back to even last year, too, where they're not closing. And I know they're on the field an awful lot. Yesterday,
they weren't for the first drive of the game, were they?
Not so much yesterday.
When they gave them a 72-yard, 12-yard drive? A 12-play drive?
Right.
Was that the offense's fault?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Jeff Driscoll was moving the ball pretty easily early yesterday.
Yeah, they're
not doing much with it, but moving it.
They're a good defense, not a great defense.
Exactly.
No, they're not a great defense.
Because they're not making the impact plays that last year's team made, which is what made last year's team a great defense. And now they're hurt. Right? Akeem Hicks and Trevathan are hurt, so that hurts you up the middle.
That's big.
So, you know, they're going to lose to the Rams or the next time to the Lions or to the Giants. They can lose to anybody left on their schedule.
They can, but I would say that I'm probably more comfortable thinking that they can win on Sunday against this version of the Rams team than the team that they actually beat last year. There's a lot wrong with the Rams, too.
And agreed.
And it's a lot of the same issues, because I've never really been a believer in Jared Goff. I've kind of always thought that he was a maroon, and we're seeing some of that. We're seeing some of that play out. McVay, there have been people that have caught up to him and what he wants to do, and you're getting all of that while Todd Gurley is kind of on this slide of not being as productive of a player.
He's not healthy,
kind of almost never healthy at this point.
Yeah.
They can be had. And if I'm the Bears, I'm looking at them going, that's a win. Like, we can get them and we can get ourselves into a position where we can talk about the playoffs. I don't believe that they're very good, Danny. I don't want you to think that that's my position.
Right.
But if your scenario plays out, this city's going to be going crazy for an 8-5 Bears team. I guarantee it.
Okay, but I mean, we can all read a standings here. I mean, Seattle is 7-2 and a wild card team. The Vikings are 7-3 and a wild card.
You can beat them. You can run and catch the Vikings, because when you play them, for some reason, the quarterback can't play well against you. So if I'm the Bears, like let me walk you through it. If I'm the Bears, I can eliminate the Rams by beating the Rams, because if we end up tied, I have the tiebreaker. I can still run up and catch the Vikings, because we get to play them and we beat them, and we're going to end up beating them twice. So to me, for them up there, those people up there are thinking for sure they still have a shot at this thing.
Their margin of error is one game.
Agreed.
Because I
wholeheartedly.
There's a very good chance that a 10-win team could miss the playoffs in the NFC this year. So that's one more loss to just get to 10.
But if we go with the scenario you put in place and say the Bears rattle off four wins in a row, there's not going to be a Chicagoan around that you're going to be able to tell this team ain't good. And those people up there, they're going to get super chirpy if they are 8-5 after the four-week stretch.
Okay, I mean, listen, they can do whatever they want, but if they win four in a row, they'll only be 7-5.
All right,
like you know what I mean? Like I understand what you're saying because then it's Dallas, Green Bay, Kansas City, Minnesota.
Got to tell you,
win
not that
win.
I said this to you during the break. The Green Bay thing, I think they're good. I don't think that they're unbeatable.
This Dallas, Bears team is losing to the Rams and or the Giants and or the Lions. They're not.
You're probably right. But what I'm saying to you is that if they do win some more of these games, they're going to more than convince themselves. And honestly, looking at Dallas last night, yeah, they're better than the Bears, but they can also lose.
Of course they can. Like, yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. And I know that you're arguing like a hypothetical on how they would present it to the team. And they should believe
it.
Right? Eddie Jackson will be on at 5 o'clock today. And of course he should believe. So if we go 1-0 every week, they can make the playoffs. And of course, in a vacuum, that's true. But we don't have to operate under some sort of like weird spell or delusion of how they're getting coach speaked to. Right? Like we watch the entire NFL. I'm over at Mackey Land yesterday, Mac Manor, with all the TVs and all of the games going on.
Golf carts.
Yeah, golf carts and gated community. I mean, it was
security.
It was incredible. I mean, the houses on his block had so many floors. Like, they're like 40% of the homes had elevators.
Not mine.
Elevators.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Butlers.
You could throw a football to the golf course.
So I grew up like right on the ocean. I mean, I grew up where I walked to it every day. I lived on the same block as the ocean.
You could throw a football from his pool to the golf course.
Oh, father. Oh,
yeah. Boy, that's I can't throw it that far. Can you throw a football that far?
Trubisky can. Or like one of those old Vortex
Trubisky
football
Nerf balls?
Yeah, with a little tail on the back end. But no, it was just like there's really good teams in the NFL. The Bears are not one of them. So I also think
that there's a lot of mediocre teams. And as much as their record doesn't say it, that Green Bay team is they're good, but they're not great. And you saw some of that play out. Kansas City yesterday. Remember I kept telling you who I thought Mitchell Trubisky could be? What I thought his ceiling was?
Oh, Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, yeah.
And they go out and they beat Kansas City. It's the Falcons beat the Saints yesterday.
Yeah, and they're still awful.
They're terrible.
So, like,
and their coach should be fired.
Yeah.
And now Radio Raheem is now back on the defensive side of the ball.
The Packers yesterday, I thought, were the beneficiary of the worst call of the day. There were some questionable calls all over the league. I haven't heard much the last few weeks. Haven't been many complaints. But they called a roughing the passer penalty on Gerald McCoy of the Panthers. And they said he landed with his full body weight on him. And you should see the replay. He did everything he could to not land with his full. He kind of slid off to the side, and that was a critical point in the game. Now, the Panthers had a chance to catch him at the end, and they didn't cash in, but that was a critical penalty, and I thought a terrible call.
I mean, look, we're looking at the highlights right now. It's the same quarterback that plays plays for L.A.
Well, I want to talk
about same guy.
Have you seen the numbers that are going around on his last 16 games? People have pulled it on Jared Goff.
What they look like? Passer rating about 80?
Yep. So his last 16 games, you want to take a guess at the number of passing touch? I don't know if you've seen it. Just tell me.
16 games? I have not seen it.
16 games.
I would say 20 touchdowns.
Maybe 22?
17.
Wow.
Do you want to guess interceptions last 16 games?
16.
16. Want to guess fumbles last 16 games?
Seven. Jinx.
Buy me a Coke.
16.
16
fumbles? What is he, Sam Darnold in college?
Yeah. Wow. Jared Goff has 16 interceptions and 16 fumbles in his last 16 games, and he got $110 million
guaranteed.
Talking
my language, Danny Parkins. Sounded like a win on Sunday night to me.
They can win? Sure.
Bear down.
Yeah, drink that Kool-Aid, Lawrence. Get it, man.
I'm drinking no Kool-Aid.
But so, yeah,
they're
man.
Probably going to win.
They might. They might win. But, man, 7-9, here we come. 6-10, here we come. You're Chicago Bears.
See, here's the thing that I'm looking forward to, Mac. I'm looking for the – because Danny's – he's fully committed to his heel turn. that he's had on his guys,
whatever.
Pace, Nagy, and Trubisky.
I still believe in Matt Nagy.
I'm looking forward to the face turn when the Bears are 9-5 and he's all in. He's all in
I
on
never
it.
Left.
And he's like, we gotta start thinking about places to go for the playoffs, man. We gotta get some remotes set up and everything else. I'm looking forward to you turning into John Cena all of a sudden once they get.
Let's put it this way. If the Bears make the playoffs, I'm not turning down the trip. So but I'm not gonna hold my breath. But aren't we going to the Super Bowl? We going to Miami?
We don't know anything about that as of yet. No, we are going up to Kenosha. It was Kenosha. Isn't that where the Brat Stop is in Kenosha?
Oh, yeah.
Friday,
that's coming
13th.
Up. That's coming up.
We're a big simulcast with Mitch's station in Milwaukee.
The Brat Stop's practically South Beach.
Oh, certainly.
So, you know.
Yeah, you can get easy to mistake.
It's the same thing. So, yeah, that'll be fun.
That's a road trip right there.
For you. You got to take the helicopter.
I know. Well, yes, I'll have to get, yes. Shep, can
helicopter,
you get the helicopter?
Have enough gas to get to Kenosha from where you're at? Fuel tank large enough?
Oh, those are the trips that this Bears season is inspiring. All the way to Kenosha.
They're worse places.
Oh, wait. Yeah, way worse places. But I'd rather go to South Beach on Entercom's dime than Kenosha.
Yeah, but that's in the offing. That can happen.
We'll see. Yeah. Trubisky's back.
Trubisky's
rolling.
Back.
Yeah. Back, baby.
Did you see those drives? You see that? You see what he did at the end of the second quarter? Then the third quarter, that first drive, Danny?
Back.
Oh, I saw it.
It's amazing what happens when all 11 do their jobs. I'm Matt Nagy.
You are listening to a Built for Tough Bears Monday on the Score. Ian Eagle's going to join us at 3:40. Eddie Jackson at 5. Mark Grody eventually from House Hall. We're having Victory Chicken provided by Joe's because even
you're damn right you are.
Exactly. Even if the wind wasn't satisfying, the chicken still is.
It's always delicious.
It's the hidden
chicken's nice and spicy, huh?
It's the hidden gem on the menu at Joe's. So, you know, Tanny and I saw The Irishman. We hung out at Mac's house over the weekend.
About what, a 7-hour movie?
Three and a half in theaters. Yeah.
I can wait, right? Isn't it on Netflix?
End of the month when Eli leaves.
Okay.
Yeah, November 27th.
3.5 hours is a challenging. I mean, even if you love the movie, that's a challenge to stay put for the entire time.
It's a more of a challenge when it's a movie that's driven, my guess, is driven by dialogue.
Yeah, quite a bit of dialogue. You're locked in.
Like, if you're watching Avengers Endgame, you're going to sit there for 3 hours and 15 minutes, but there's a lot of stuff that.
Yeah, but it's not cinema, Lawrence.
Right, I heard that.
Correct.
I heard that it is not cinema at all. So
I will say, though, like seeing, you know, Pesci and Pacino and De Niro, like we'll talk about it on the show.
They use the tech, right, to make them younger.
They age them, they de-age them. They use all
Will
that.
Smith stuff from Gemini Man.
Exactly. So there's special effects in it. But also, I mean, these are.
It's not cinema.
World-class actors. So, you know, their presence carries it. You stay engaged the whole
actors
movie.
And Joe Pesci.
All right, I'll put that on the list for the end of the month. I'll be watching that from the comfort of my chair. I mean, it's not like Max chair with all the servants and the diving board into the gold coins and
it's
all
like, is that,
that
Scrooge
stuff.
McDuck swimming laps back there. It was weird.
Or is it Dan McNeil? I'm not sure.
Fellas, stop.
Are you go to hell. Get out of here. We don't need you here.
All right, I'm gonna go do television.
Have good television, Lawrence.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.